Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. The US Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has moved to reassure investors, expressing full confidence in the resilience of the country's banking system after regulators shut down Silicon Valley Bank. The bank, which is one of the most significant lenders to tech companies in the US, had run into financial difficulties. It's the largest banking failure in the United States since the financial crisis of 2008. Celia Rhodes from the US Council of Economic Advisers spoke at a White House press conference.
Our Secretary of the Treasury, Secretary Yellen, is closely tracking developments with Silicon Valley Bank. What I will emphasize as well is that our banking system is in a fundamentally different place than it was, you know, a decade ago, and that the reforms that were put into place back then really provide the kind of resilience that we'd like to see.
The UN Secretary General has welcomed a deal between Saudi Arabia and Iran to reestablish diplomatic ties. China's top diplomat described the Beijing-brokered deal as a victory for peace, and other Middle East nations have hailed the agreement as bringing stability. Our correspondent, Frank Gardner, has this assessment.
This has caught a lot of people by surprise, because it doesn't change the fact that Saudi Arabia and Iran don't like each other. There are a lot of issues in the region where they are on opposite sides of the table, the most obvious being Yemen, where the Saudis have supported the legitimate Yemeni government in exile, and the Iranians are supporting the Houthis, the rebels. But then you've got conflicts in Syria and Iraq, and Saudi Arabia's treatment of its Shia minority. So they don't trust each other, but they both live in a dangerous region. They've got to get on together, and they've decided there's more to be gained by signing this than not.
Deforestation in Brazil's Amazon region reached record levels in February. Satellite images compiled by the Brazilian government show there's been a year-on-year increase of more than 60% in the area of forests destroyed. People in coastal Mozambique have been moving into shelters as the country braces for Cyclone Freddy to hit for a second time. The storm, which has weakened and strengthened numerous times, is due to make landfall again early on Saturday. Matt McGrath has this report.
This slow-moving cyclone has surprised scientists with its energy and duration. It formed off the coast of Australia in early February and then made a rare journey of some 6,500 kilometres across the southern Indian Ocean to hit the island of Madagascar. From there, the path of ruin took it to Mozambique, with floods stretching into landlocked Zimbabwe. Normally, big storms dissipate when they make land, but researchers say this storm has gained and lost energy six times so far, and it may already have smashed the record for the longest-lasting tropical cyclone.
Matt McGrath reporting. World News from the BBC. Hundreds of young opposition supporters in The Gambia have marched through the capital, Banjul, calling for an end to corruption following several high-profile scandals. The police gave the go-ahead for the United Democratic Party to stage the demonstration, the first time an opposition party has been given such permission for nearly three decades. Under the former president Yahya Jammeh's oppressive rule, any criticism of the government could lead to imprisonment. The left-wing president of Chile, Gabriel Boric, has announced a major cabinet reshuffle as he struggles with low approval rates a year after taking office. Mr. Boric has also promised more focus to deliver the social changes pledged during his election campaign. The US Department of Defense says reports of sexual assaults on both men and women at its military academies last year reached their highest level since record-keeping began in 2006. A senior Pentagon official said the increase of more than 18% was extremely disappointing and upsetting. More than one in five women reported being the target of one unwanted sexual attention. The BBC's decided its highest-paid presenter, Gary Lineker, won't be fronting the corporation's flagship football programme after he criticised the British government's migration policy. Lineker had in a tweet compared the government's language to that used in Germany in the 1930s. Our correspondent David Sillitoe has the details.
Gary Lineker has been taken off air by the BBC, and his co-presenters, Alan Shearer and Ian Wright, won't be appearing either as a mark of solidarity. The BBC say Gary Lineker's recent tweets have broken rules on impartiality and has decided he will step back from presenting Match of the Day until they've agreed a clear position on his use of social media. Now, with other presenters saying they won't replace him, the BBC has said the programme will take place with no presenters and no pundits.
BBC News.